Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck. This one's underway, and the Hawks control. Firing the puck down the boards in the Arizona zone. Picked off in the far corner by former Hawk Jordan Osterley. Passing head, Brad Richardson put it in over the Hawk line. Michael Grabner, he shoots and scores. Grabner from the right wing circle fired a pretty backhand up into the top left corner. This beats Leonard, and the Coyotes lead the game 1-0 with 2:56 gone in period one. Loose puck into the near corner. Former Hawk Vinny Inestroza flips it behind the net to Jordan Osterley. Headman pass into the Hawk zone down the slot. There's a shot now by Keller. He scores. Now it was a stretch pass, and the Coyotes, this is a set play for them. Osterley with a nice pass ahead to Clayton Keller, who was poaching at the Hawk blue line. He rode in on Leonard and fired it through his pads. It's 2-0 Arizona. Inestroza racing down the right side Hawk zone. Put the puck in front. Deflected wide by Grabner. Inestroza got it back to Chickering. A long shot. They score. It was tipped in front. Brad Richardson looked like he got a stick in there at the last second. And this one eludes Robin Leonard with 4:56 now left in period number one. It's 3-0 Coyote. To Nick Schmaltz along the near boards. He lost it down to Gilbert. Passing to center ice. Here's Taves. Crossing the Coyote line, put it down the left wing, Kubalik, he shoots, save, rebound, score! Jonathan Taves was right there at the top of the crease, and he snapped it past Kemper up into the top shelf, and the Hawks are on the board with their 13th shot of the night. They trail 3-1. Here's Nick Schmaltz off the draw, he moves into the slot, shoots and scores! With a clean faceoff win, Schmaltz, who was lined up along the left wing boards, picked up the puck near the top of the left circle, took a couple of strides, and fired a wrist shot past Leonard. It's now 4-1 Arizona with 11:35 left in period number two. Kessel into the Hawk zone, right wing to Soderberg. Through the slot to the left circle to Kessel on the doorstep. He shoots, and Leonard is down with a butterfly save and stopped Kessel twice on some point-blank chances. Poked the puck to the corner to Debrinkit, who put it behind the Coyote net to Strom. And the Kane near the right point to Gustafson at the line to Debrinkit, left circle, shoot, save, rebound, score! Dylan Strom caught off a check in front from Chychrun, took the rebound off the Debrinkit shot, and with a backhanded slap, he put it in behind Kemper. It's a power play goal, and the Hawks trail 4-2 with 7:02 left in the third. Seabrook takes the puck and slots it back across the rink and back down to the near corner, Coyote zone. 2:19 left in the third, 4-2 Arizona.
Keep an eye on Robin Leonard here. If the Hawks can get some possession in the offensive zone.
Now Dvorak got the puck. He put it in front of the net. And Keller fires. Did that go in the net? Yep. I believe it did. Yeah, let's see.
It's in.
The red light never went on.